Books on Tape presents Fire Along the Sky by Sarah Donati, read by Kate Redding. Prologue. Jennet, late spring, 1812. Carrick Castle, Annandale, Scotland. Set free by the death of a husband she had not wanted nor ever learned to love, Jennet Scott Hunter of Carrick Castle left home for the New World on her 28th birthday. Jennet told everyone that she had chosen Montreal for practical reasons, and she ticked them off on her fingers. The family's extensive holdings, the many friends and business associates to look after her, and the fact that Montreal was the closest city to the Bonner cousins in New York State. These reasons, so rationally presented, fooled no one, not even herself. In a clan of men and women to whom reserve and restraint were as natural as breathing, Jennet was an oddity, unable to hide what she was feeling or even to try. It was true that she was eager to see the cousins who lived deep in the wilderness of the endless forests in the state of New York, but the first and most important truth was this. Jennet went to Montreal in pursuit of Luke Bonner, a distant cousin, and the man she should have married instead of good-hearted, predictable Ewan Hunter. It was true that Jennet had not seen Luke Bonner in 10 years, but there was another truth, a more important one. In all those years, he had never married. A handsome young man from a well-respected family with a quick laugh and a considerable fortune, all of his own making. He could have married 50 times over, and yet he had not. It was both an invitation and a challenge that Jennet could not ignore. For a month, Jennet did what was expected of her as a widow, shutting herself away in her chamber, not in sorrow, but because she could not hide her relief. When she announced to her family that she would sail on the Isis, it came as no great surprise. Her mother only held her gaze for a long moment and then looked away. In